from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They are weaker.
I feel like he really sees him as a better player than what he is. I think about any time we bring up
text Cabali right now and ask him, Mark, do you love yourself some Dan Moore?
Like,
and see what he says back.
Think about when you bring up the two young tackles. He is very hesitant on putting those guys over Dan Moore right now.
Hold on a second.
He's Mark, already texted you?
No, Mark, do you love yourself
some Dan Moore?
Dan Moore. But I have a, remember when we were talking about, there's a YouTube video out there of Pony, Pittsburgh worst media takes person. He's the guy who sent it to me.
Son of a bitch. Of course.
Look at this video.
I know.
Look at this thing.
I know. The face is classic. Have you seen it, Donnie? You've gone back and probably watched it.
I have not watched it.
The thumbnail, anyone that does YouTube will tell you, for like, to get people to click, you have to make a thumbnail that like is very eye-catching.
That's why, just like, Pony's face?
Yeah, it's his tongue sticking out like an idiot. That's why somebody will do like a, you won't believe what happened when Paige Spiranic came to the course, and it's a cleavage shot, right? To get guys to click. And then nothing like that.
I would click on that.
Yeah, but nothing like that necessarily has to happen in the video. This is thumbnail clickbait right there.
Unbelievable.
I do think...
I was just making sure that my texts with Mark didn't have anything bad in them, which they didn't.
I do think Highsmith for Aiyuk, and throw the Dan Moore thing out because I'm with you guys. Like, the idea of them wanting... They have Mikhevich from West Virginia, who's a right tackle. He's not very good.
But Dan Moore doesn't play
right tackle. So unless it's another one of these, in their opinion, Kendrick Green played out of position or Dotson, I don't see why they would want Moore. I don't think Trent Williams is ready to retire after this season either. The point is, Highsmith for Aiyuk, the way Mark sounded in that answer, if the 49ers wanted to make that trade, it sounds like he thinks the Steelers would not do that. That he thinks the Steelers would be a team that would hold up that trade.
Not feeling like they were going to be getting in return, because you'd have to pay Aiyuk too, what they would be giving up ultimately.
Well, yeah, because they'd be giving up a very good player
who was on a fairly fair contract, I would say, for his level of production.
But how much
position.
Of that is? I think a lot of that is because he plays next to T.J. Watt, exactly.
Okay, but he'd be playing opposite Nick Bosa over there, so it's not like you. I think the Niners would have every reason to believe they were getting a very productive.
I agree with that. But my thing is, the difference here for me and why I would be very excited, and Mark does say that. He said he wouldn't go that route too, by the way. He wouldn't make this trade. He would keep Highsmith and not bring Aiyuk in. The reason why I like it is because not only does your offense need to get a lot better and your defense is way ahead of your offense, mm-hmm. you have somebody who can step right in, I think, and do Highsmith's job. Herbig, I think, made some very good first-year impressions. And I would like to see him get more playing time. You have a guy waiting in the wings. As far as Steelers reserves and backups go,
you're a big fan.
Yeah, well, I think he's got big upside.
Do you know what I think they don't love about, well, that they love about Highsmith compared to him a lot more? Highsmith's a good run player.
Yeah, like, I knew you were going to say that because he's so much bigger than Herbig.
Well, right, Herbig's got to be a quickness guy, but you also know that I'm saying that because you know as well as I do the Steelers value that. And that's why Highsmith would be appealing to a 4-3 team. He's a big enough guy to play in there as a defensive end and not get mauled by people. I will say you're being fair here because when I floated my little pie-in-the-sky hypothetical, McLaurin and Highsmith swap straight up, the money matches, like everybody wins, they need line help, defensive line help, we need another receiver. You were on board with it. I think you found it intriguing and unusual, and you did give it kind of the pony seal of approval, which usually I wouldn't want, but in that case, I did.
So you are not an Aiyuk guy. Would you make this trade?
Probably, because I still think Aiyuk's good enough to... The only difference with the McLaurin deal is obviously Terry's money is set, and Terry has never uttered... He is in one of the most dysfunctional franchises in the league, and you never hear a peep from him about being, like, a disgruntled citizen there. I think he's actually... By the way, I think McLaurin's a better receiver than Aiyuk, so maybe I wouldn't feel that great doing this, because I think he's the better player, but Aiyuk's more expensive.
Aiyuk's also a bigger play guy than McLaurin is. The yards per catch and the
but how much of that system?
Okay, right.
Who's been thrown to McLaurin? Taylor Heinicke,
Sam Howell.
Give me some
Jacoby
others.
Brissett.
Oh man, they've had murderers bleeping.
No, he's been
hugely productive relative to his quarterbacks.
But he's not available. This guy is. McLaurin is not. They're not. I don't think they're trading their number one receiver with a rookie quarterback. In fact, they're trying to do what the Steelers should be doing. They're trying to get another receiver. They're trying to get Aiyuk too to put with McLaurin.
I know.
They
I
want
know.
More, not less star receivers. The Highsmith thing. The reason why there's a bunch of reasons why I don't think the Steelers would do it, even though it makes sense. I think they would be afraid of the backlash they'd get in their own locker room from their big names on defense.
Because everyone loves Highsmith.
Highsmith is beloved.
Awesome,
he's a great guy.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's earned his money. He deserved a second contract. He paid his dues. All of those
very
things.
Very easy guy to root for.
Yeah. Tomlin's a defensive coach. I think they'd look at it like robbing Peter to pay Paul. But sometimes you have to make those hard trades.
Well, hold on.
Sometimes you have to do that, Chris.
Solely in the vacuum of talking about robbing Peter to pay Paul, I'm not necessarily endorsing an Aiyuk deal because you'd have to pay him so much, and I'm on the record. I don't think he's as good as other people think. But, like, man, the defense has been robbing Peter to pay itself here for
yes,
a while.
Yes, it's the highest-paid defense in the entire NFL, and the only cheaper offense in the league is Green Bay because they have so many young wide receivers.
It's just...
Okay, so...
I don't want to hear the rob Peter to pay Paul argument against this trade because they have done enough to fortify that defense.
Sometimes you have, and I know it happens way more in hockey and baseball than it does in football, but you think that the Penguins wanted to trade Mark Recchi? No, but they wanted what Rick Tocchet brought to the table, so they made a Hall of Fame for Hall of Fame player type trade. You probably have the worst wide receiver room in the entire NFL. If you were to subtract Alex Highsmith from your team, and you still have TJ Watt and Herbig, you still have one of the best edge rusher pass rushing rooms in football because of what? So how much worse off would you be?
It's just the classic dealing from a position of strength
yes.
to try to fortify a position of weakness.
Exactly.
That is just the absolute bottom line here. That's what you're doing.
Donnie,
that,
am I preaching to the Roman,
sense.
Your Roman tabernacle choir in there with this?
Roman? Mormon.
Mormon? Did the Romans have a choir?
No, they didn't have tabernacles.
They didn't have either. Donnie, that was a mistake. My choir... Knowledge is not as strong as my football knowledge.
You don't know what a tabernacle is?
Nope. I'll have to have tabernacle talk.
Would you make this deal?
It was Highsmith and what pick?
I didn't even throw a pick in there, and I didn't want to put more in there.
You know what? Let's just say Highsmith for Aiyuk, and you know that you have to pay Aiyuk on the back end of it, obviously.
I'd do it.
No hesitation.
Yeah. I would actually expect a pick to be thrown in there.
How much better do you think that makes the Steelers?
I think it definitely makes the offense better. And Highsmith is a good player, but he's not the defense's best player. There's actually a chance that if they bring Brandon Aiyuk in here, and I think a pretty fair chance, that he would be the offense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.